It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. How about that reprieve Mother Nature just threw our way? What a difference 1 week will make here in the heartland, and a beautiful day to get out and enjoy the crispness of Southern Iowa this time of year, and a great day to get out and watch some basketball, all the youth basketball going on around Southern Iowa. And want to give a shout out to all those in the Southern Iowa Youth Basketball League traveling all around the southern parts of the state and creating the future for basketball here in the heartland. And what a night it was for basketball over at the Charger Dome. The Lady D's and the Blue Demons took their show on the road over to Sheraton, and always a great environment for basketball, and no disappointment for the listening audience who checked in last night and caught that ball game, or both ball games. The girls from Albia get the win 41-37. It was the Sheraton Chargers getting the win in the boys' game. First time in a long time that the game didn't go into overtime. And so what normally is a thriller right down to the final shot ended up being a big win for the Chargers. And they keep their hopes alive for a conference title and probably played one of their best basketball games of the year. And we're going to talk with Coach Ben Schooley, the outstanding young coach for the Chargers, about last night's ball game and about the prospects of his team putting himself in the driver's seat. They control their destiny. They're going to go on the road next Friday night. They're going to take on Knoxville, they're going to be at home taking on Knoxville, and that always tough environment is going to give them a little extra boost. But that game will likely determine the conference championship. Of course, Albia falls one game behind the two teams, and they're hoping that maybe a knockoff along the way will get them a hope for a chance for a share of that conference title. But nonetheless, great basketball being observed by those who were in attendance last night, and what a crowd it was over at the Charger Dome, and what a great time for basketball. We're also going to try to catch up with Coach Dave Wenger. He's on the road today, and we're going to try to catch up with him and talk a little wrestling, and catch up with Mike Haywood about the thrilling win for his girls. The girls trailed by as much as 9 points in that ball game, and a game that reminded us of a teeter-totter, because back and forth they went all night long, and the ladies found a way to get it done there at the end and get the win 41-37, the final score there. We're going to take a quick timeout, come back and talk with the head coach of the Chargers, head coach Ben Schooley, about last night's big win for the Chargers. When we come back to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process, located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albia and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from, so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance. We shop, you save.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Hi everyone, Sam here with KB Auto Plus in Oskaloosa. I'm excited to announce that due to our overwhelming success at our current location, we are branching out. That's right, we're opening our second store. Washington, Iowa will be the location, and Justin Johnston will be the man to see. The best part is, by having two locations, we now have access to twice as many vehicles, which makes it that much easier to find the car that's right for you. I would like to say a special thank you to all the customers who made this possible. We are looking forward to doing business with all of you again in the future. That's KB Auto Plus in Oskaloosa, where we are the next big thing.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
What a hot night it was for basketball over at the Charger Dome, and always a great environment. And we got what we expected last night in both the boys and girls games, two highly contested basketball games, and some great basketball played. And we've got the head coach of the Chargers, Ben Schooley, with us. Coach, first off, congratulations. What a tremendous effort by your guys last night. I can't profess to have seen all your basketball games over the last couple of years, but that truly has to be one of the best performances as a team as a whole by the Chargers.
Yeah, I would agree with that. We, especially on the defensive end, I thought we were as good as we've been all year defensively last night.
You know, Coach, when doing the broadcast and when you're not calling Derek Lang's number in terms of scoring points, and Derek had did put up his share of points, but when you're not calling his name as a broadcaster and you guys are putting up points and scoring the way you're doing, that's telling me that your team is playing really good and that Derek is taking that another big leap forward in his game because he had a lot of assists last night and did all those little things that you call on a leader to do. And I just thought when you can get that kind of performance out of your team without Lang having his big night, then good things are happening for the Chargers.
Yeah, I agree. He first off, we had some other guys make some shots, and that's the key to us. We know that Derek and TJ are special players, and they're going to play well, and we got some other guys to knock some shots down, especially early, and that's big for our confidence offensively. And you're right, Derek's really becoming a mature basketball player. He's always been really good, but he understood that his shots weren't really falling, and all night I felt like he didn't force it. He played excellent defense. He distributed the basketball. He crashed the old boards. That's the sign of a mature player when you realize, hey, I've got to do other things to help my team. And I think that's probably been his biggest step this year as far as being a basketball player. He's starting to understand things like that.
Well, you expect Lang and T.J. Hockenson to get theirs, and T.J. had a monstrous night for you guys. But, Aaron Kane, three three-point baskets, if my memory serves me right. And, Coach, he stepped into all those shots in perfect stride and had such confidence. There was no hesitation. And that's, we know he's a great athlete and has that capability, but I thought last night he, too, had maybe his best performance.
Yeah, I have to start with him talking about defense. I told him in the locker room before the game, I said, you're going to be the key defensively for us because he's going to be on that all night. And he struggled defensively the first time we played Albia, and that went off. And I just told Aaron, I said, I think you can guard him some. I'm not asking you to shut him down. He's Matt's too good a player. I said, but we just got to make it difficult. And I thought Aaron was really good all night about making it just difficult on Matt to get good shots. And Aaron's been struggling with his shot offensively a little bit, but he's got a good one. And we just, as a coaching staff, we've just been trying to give him confidence and when he's open to shoot it, because he's too good a shooter to shoot it the way he had been shooting it. And I agree with you. When he caught the ball last night, every time, it looked like he was confident and ready to shoot. And that's what we ask of him. He's a guy that we got to have to spread the court a little bit. And he made big shots.
Well, Coach, your team was efficient offensively and did a good job of moving the basketball, and Hockenson had just a monstrous night. But, you hit on it just a few minutes ago, and I thought this really was the key to you guys' win, and the impressive style that you did it last night was the tremendous energy you guys played with on defense. And every loose ball, you guys were, there was more dives on the floor of that gymnasium last night than you'll find at the swimming pool during the middle of the summer. And that's a really good sign, because when you may not have the shots hitting every night, but man, if you can find that energy and play with that kind of enthusiasm on defense, good things are going to happen for you.
Yeah, you've basically hit our motto or our philosophy right on the head. We want to play really hard because, you know, offensively, it's a roller coaster. Every team has their ups and downs offensively, but we just really pride ourselves in playing as hard as we can every night, and not going through periods where you're kind of taking plays off and things like that. And I thought we had tons of energy last night, which with a crowd like that, if you're not amped up and playing hard, I'm not sure you've got a heartbeat. I mean, it was just a crazy environment, and I thought our guys played hard.
Well, I'm still screaming when I talk to people because I lost my hearing last night. And but, you know, that was a tremendous environment. It always is. And as a player, when back in the – I mean, we're going back before trees even existed. I'd play over there. And, you know, it's one of those places that you get excited to play for. But I'll tell you what, when that crowd gets on you and it falls on you, it's intimidating. And so kudos to the Chargers and the Albion fans that showed up last night to make that a special place.
Yeah, I said to someone after the game, I think, and we had a pretty good run last year, I think that's maybe the most people I've ever seen in that gym for a sporting event. It was kind of standing room only and loud all night. And I agree, it was both sides being loud and just a great high school environment.
Well, Coach, you're going to need that same type of environment, same type of performance. So, you know, 6 days from now, and you got some work in between, and we don't want to forget about that. But, you know, 6 days from now, you guys got another big test, and Knoxville comes to town, and Knoxville's been playing some tremendous basketball all year and a really good squad, and they're going to come into town, and you guys will have a chance to put yourself, you know, at the top of the conference standings. And so another big contest on a Friday night.
Yeah, first off, we go there, but I'm going to sound like a coach for a little bit. We got Centerville first. We got to play Centerville earlier in the week, and that's got to be our focus right now. Knoxville's an unbelievable team. They've got some really good guards, and they make it hard on you to guard everybody and not give up open shots. But our focus has to be Centerville first, because they got a good win over Davis County the other night. So we just one game at a time. I know I sound like a coach, but we just got to make sure we take care of business first.
Coach, the new young man joining the program, you know, watching Quinn Storm walk down the bench with you, and he looks really sharp in his tie. But you know, he looked a lot better in the basketball outfit for the Chargers. But you know, having him out and then having the young man that just came in, that was a huge. Huge loss for you, but the young man that is new to the program is doing a really good job. He's long and he really affects teams. He maybe doesn't have to score many points, but he really his presence alone creates difficulties for the other team.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. It broke my heart when Quinn tore his ACL earlier this year. He'd senior. He'd been a great leader. He'd done what we asked of him. He was kind of doing the dirty work for us, and I knew that we would adjust as a team, but. My heart goes out for a kid that works hard, and he was going to be a kid that it was a senior year, and that's when he was really going to get a lot of varsity minutes. So my heart went out to him, but I have to say he's been a great leader. He comes to every practice, doesn't miss anything, and Quinn Storm's going to be successful in life because of the good decisions he makes and the character that he has. And then moving on to Lim, you're absolutely right. He's not going to be a huge scorer for us, but he rebounds excellent. He sees the floor so well. He may be the best passer we have. And he's just added a dimension to our team that we didn't have before. He's skilled in all facets of the game. And so it's brought a big lift to our team.
Well, Coach, a big lift to your program last night and a win over Albion and a game that normally is right down to the wire, and it was a great and hard fought contest, but the mystery you guys took that out of it, but a great win for your program, and good luck here the rest of the way, and we'll be looking forward to broadcasting your ball games and seeing if we can get the Chargers back to the well.
Thank you very much, and I just want to say quickly, want to comment, Albie. Showed tremendous character last night. I mean, they kept playing. We'd get up on them, and then they'd come back, and that's a testament to the players and also the coaching staff there. Thanks so much of them, and that's what makes this a great rivalry. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. The head coach of the Sheraton Chargers, Ben Schooley. What a great performance it was last night for both ball clubs, and but the Chargers, boy, they were hitting on all cylinders last night, and. Boy, you know, one of the great things that you like about high school basketball, and this rivalry between Albion and Sheraton really is a great rivalry, but after the ball game, I looked down the court, and Derek Lang is running over to give Matt Baker a hug afterwards. You know, the two guys that absolutely respect each other and two programs that respect each other, and they can go out and fight really hard on the basketball court, and still have a great deal of respect knowing that their opponent has given their best effort, and that was a lot of fun to watch last night. We're going to take a quick time out, come back. We're going to move to the girls' side. Last night, the Lady D's, they come from behind and get a victory, as the old teeter-totter last night that we rode on that basketball game was a great ride. And we're going to talk with head coach Mike Haywood about the win last night, 41-37, the final score there. When we come back to the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Built tough with more power and torque, Case Skid steer loaders from Titan Machinery and Pella boost productivity and increase operator comfort. The cabs feature increased headroom and lap bar width, along with improved forward, side, rear, and overhead visibility. Ergonomically positioned controls, industry-first side lighting, and improved reliability and serviceability help you get more work done every day. Case and Titan Machinery have flexible finance plans and the parts and service support to back up that equipment. See them on the web at TitanMachinery.com. Then find the Skid steer model that is right for you. From Titan Machinery and Pella.
The Montage of Memories shop has thousands of vintage and antique items. Add to your collection or shop for gifts. They have lamps, jewelry, clocks, home decor, kitchen utensils, mirrors, glass items, and yard and garden items. Relive all of your happy memories at Montage of Memories, 101 North Main in Sheraton. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
In today's hectic world, having immediate access to your family's medical information is important for managing your family's health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you with that access anytime, day or night. Register for MyMCHC portal, secure online access to your personal medical information. Request appointments, see lab results, or request information anytime. To learn more about MyMCHC portal, go to mchalbia.com. Access the healing touch you know and trust.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at DeweyMotor.com.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're going to talk girls basketball. Just got done talking with the outstanding head coach of the Chargers, Ben Schooley, in their win last night over the Blue Demons. But in that opening game, and that boy-girl doubleheader last night, it was the Lady D's going on the road getting a win over the Sheraton Chargers. And I got Coach Mike Haywood sitting next to me. Coach, wow, what a fun ride it was last night. And when I drove into town, I stopped by Hy-Vee to get me some Tums and Rolaids, and they were all out. And that was a good indication that Albion and Sheraton were going to play, because that's the way both the boys and girls games have gone over the last, for as long as I can remember. I turned Mike's mic off.
Well, the girls would probably like to do that sometime. But it really is. And it's a great rivalry. And I heard the end of Coach Schooley there. And I want to say the same thing in regards to their girls program that he said in regards to ours. I think our basketball staffs, both boys and girls, have great relationships and respect for each other. And that's just the way it goes when we play them. It's going to end up crazy at some point. And playing over there is a tough place to play. It's loud. And our girls don't. We don't witness a lot of loud environments because, let's face it, most people show up for the boys' game. A lot of times in the girls' game, the crowd's kind of filtering in, just to a degree. And it's challenging to go over there, especially for girls. That's the loudest place by far that we have to, that our girls have to go into and play, and it's hard to do.
Well, Sheraton did a really good job. They brought that full court pressure. I thought for the most part you guys did a good job of handling that. But they got a 9-point lead there, Coach. And, you know, that was a point where I thought, well, this could be the moment that the cards fold for Albia, and or this will be the moment they're going to make a run. And you guys showed the character to put on a run of your own. And but I thought that both teams were aggressive defensively, and you guys surviving that big run by Sheraton. That was a good character run for you guys.
Yeah, and that's kind of how we are. I mean, we just have to stick with it and stay after people, and we do. And I didn't think for a minute we'd quit. And we talked a lot in the first half during timeouts and at halftime. It was frustrating because we had two good practices leading up to the game. We were pretty well prepared. And just for some reason, the first half, we were just off. I would like to say by a step, in some cases two or three. We were rushing things. We weren't where we needed to be. And at halftime, we just talked about, you know, we have been bad in this half. And some of that was to Sheraton's credit. But let's just settle down, slow down, and play like we can play, stick with it, and keep fighting. And to the girls' credit, they did. But Sheraton didn't back down from us. They, you know, we made a run and caught them, and they responded and hit a couple shots. And then we hit a couple, and... And those games are fun. When you're going through them, you might not think that, but it's fun. It's good for the kids to experience that.
Mackenzie Griffin, another huge performance for her. And, you know, in so many different ways, she provides a huge performance. I think if, you know, you looked at her rebounding totals, that might jump out at you because she had a lot of backside rebounds chasing that ball down. But, boy, she hit some huge three-point baskets for you guys. And, again, she just shows that the character of a competitor.
Yeah, I've talked about Griff before. You can't say enough. She might be. I haven't checked the stats from the Sheraton game, but she's getting pretty close to being our leading rebounder on the season. She's, what, 5'4"? And she just battles, and she just won't quit. And the other kids are the same way. It wasn't just Griff. Sarah hit some big shots. Hannah Isley at the end, she's a freshman. And, you know, first half, Hannah was just going so fast, and I kept, you know, Hannah, slow down. I'd take her out, Hannah, slow down. And a lot of that, you know, she lived in Sheraton quite a while. She knows all those girls, you know. And she's a freshman, and you combine that. In the second half, I think they're in the fourth quarter. She's a bigger reason we won. She just, I think it's almost like she thought, I am not going to lose this game. And she didn't.
Well, she's a fierce competitor. And I just look at the youth on that basketball court at times. There was, you know, freshmen all over the place and sophomores. Man, I'll tell you what, both programs are full of really young, athletic ball players.
Yeah, and Lee's got a really young team. I don't. He's had a lot of injuries and sicknesses.
Yeah, he looked like a triage over there next to down that bench.
Going through the line afterwards, shaking hands. I think I shook hands with about as many girls not in uniform as there was. So he's missing some seniors. So, and he's got some young talent anyhow, but that's forced him to go younger. And we're young. You know, we have some seniors, but then we play freshmen. And it can be a challenge. You're up and down. That's the way it goes. You know, it not only goes that way game to game, but as we saw last night, it goes that way half to half sometimes.
Sarah Clark got into the foul trouble, and it really wasn't that she was playing poorly. It seemed like you know, the bad luck struck because she would find herself in the wrong place at the wrong time, and that's huge when she has to play as a different player when you get those fouls, but she still had a good game.
She did, and she stuck with it. She was having an off night again. Just, you know, the first half we were just kind of out of sorts a little bit for whatever reason. It wasn't for lack of effort, you know, you never know. But we settled down, and maybe getting a little bit tired might have helped us, because it slowed down and we saw things. We weren't seeing things in the first half. We were just rushing, and Sarah did a good job, and foul trouble might have helped her, you know, because a couple of her fouls were good. You know, she was trying to do something. They weren't fouls of standing back and being, you know, being weak. She was aggressive, and she settled down. It slowed her down a little bit. Sarah had a good game. I want to, before I forget, because I do this a lot, I forget talking points. There's everybody a play that it was so big, and I don't know how many people noticed it. Second half, we slowed down. We ran our offense better, and we got a drive and kick and reversed the ball. And, you know, you reverse the ball time or two, obviously that helps, obviously. But on that second and third reversal, you get the better shot. Because defenses, they can recover once, but when they have to recover from their recovery, now they're susceptible to things. And we had reversed it, and we came back to the other side, and I think it was Griff. It could be, it doesn't matter who. One of them penetrated the middle, and they kicked it back towards our side, right in front of our bench to Tegan. and she had an open 15-footer. And Sarah's in the corner. And Tegan does not hesitate. Tegan Bossert, she does not hesitate. She flips that Sarah in the corner so fast, unselfishly, and Sarah knocks down that three, which at the time was a huge, well, everything in that fourth quarter was huge. But that was a big basket. And here Griff drives the lane, kicks it, and Tegan makes that one extra pass. And, you know, everybody, stuff like that's what it takes if you're going to come back and win like that. And that's and Mary Shepard came in when Sarah was in foul trouble, and we asked Mary to play a position. She really hasn't played that much, and she did a good job. And Pete, Mackenzie Peterson on the boards.
She had a huge night on the boards, Coach, and I think she's, you know, she's got another year, and I think she once she she's going to develop some strength in there and develop that post shot, because I just seen her continue to improve all year long. But she was really big for you on the boards.
She was. Pete's she's a strong, aggressive rebounder, and we need that out of her. And she really came through last night. She responded, and that was big. And I got off of your point a little earlier about youth, because I did not want to forget to mention those things about those kid little things that some of those kids do. Just as important as the kids that score. And back to the youth thing, you know, Pete played more extended minutes than what she's usually been playing, because her and Jade Van Pullen kind of split time in the post there. Well, two reasons. One, Pete was playing really well. And back to the environment over there, it's loud. They're aggressive. It can be intimidating. And we have, you know, and Jade's a freshman, and she's been playing pretty well. But that place can really get to you when you're young. You can get to seniors.
It got to be sitting up there, Coach, and you know, I'm still yelling at people this morning after losing my hearing last night.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. It's great for the kids. That's just by far the loudest place we play. It's a great rivalry, and you know, it takes you've got to have some character, and you got to hang in there, especially when you're behind, and there, you know, their crowd's into it, and
you're playing a Coach Sandy team, because you know one thing you're always going to get out of Coach Sandy's team is that they will play with a tremendous effort.
Oh, always. That they play as hard as anybody year in and year out. They're going to be aggressive. They're going to bang you around a little bit, you know. And that's it's fun. I like Lee. Lee's a great guy, and it's fun to compete with him like that. And that's how his kids just reflect him. You know, they just battle you.
Huge win for you guys, really, to go on the road and to overcome those things and the intensity in which the game was being played at. And I thought those were really big moments for your team. And, you know, you're getting here to the stretch where you want to get to to be playing your best basketball at the end of the season. And I think you guys took a really big step forward, I think, in confidence, particularly for some of those younger players, Coach, last night. And anytime you get a win over Sheridan, it's a great thing for the program. But the way that you guys had to scrap and get the win, I think that was a good move for your character.
It was. We talked about it last week. You know, I think we were better coming out of the break than we were going in, which obviously you want to be. But it wasn't showing up on the scoreboard. You know, we went to Knoxville, and they're really good, and they just were too much for us, overwhelmed us in the second half. And then we didn't shoot very well that afternoon against Central Lee. We didn't play poorly. We shot poorly. And then this past Tuesday, played a pretty darn good Eddyville team, and I wasn't unhappy with the effort. You know, we just a couple more shots make, get a couple more rebounds, maybe make some free throws. You know, we can maybe pull that one off. So we were playing better. We're clearly better. And it was great last night for the kids to hang in there and get the win, to finally see get the reward on the scoreboard for that.
Coach, it's just another week coming ahead, buddy, and it's always difficult in this conference.
We have Centerville coming here, and we owe them. We're gonna have to try to get back at them. They knocked us off down there. They're improved. They present some challenges for us with their size. They example of how it goes week to week. They're coming in here. I don't believe they played last night, but last Tuesday they knocked off Davis County by double digits, and last night Davis County beats Eddyville. So you just never know. And Centerville is going to be a big challenge. They've already beaten us once. That's a kind of a tough matchup in spots for us. We're going to have to try to take.
Now, they're a big team. You know, they're really a tall group of girls.
Yeah, and we're better, and I'm sure they are. So we'll see. And then we have Clark and Grinnell later in the week. So it's. It's fun. It's challenging, but we're better, and we'll just keep – just last night's kind of our season in a nutshell. Some bad times and some good times, and just hang in there and see how it ends up.
That was a teeter-totter of a ride last night, and Coach Achenbach sitting next to me, and, you know, it was just a lot of fun, and it was a lot of fun watching the girls just continue to fight through the entire game. And kudos to both clubs, because that it was a tremendous effort by both teams.
It was, and we go back, and it's the same thing. I'm being repetitive, but that's a fun place to play. It can be intimidating. It can be hard for kids, especially younger kids, to play in that environment, but it helps them grow, not just as basketball players, but, you know, that's part of why we're doing this. It's a lot of fun.
I see you wear your Hawkeye stuff today, buddy. So you must be getting ready for the 1 o'clock tip-off in Iowa City.
Yeah, Larry and I are taking off here probably in about a half hour. We're going to go up and we're going to try to get another win, hopefully.
Well, see if you can stop by the football offices and find out what the heck's going on up there. I know as a coach, I know you're a diehard Hawk fan. Was that the strangest press conference? I'm still trying to figure out what the purpose was.
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, because nothing really came out of it in typical Kirk fashion. He answered his questions with a lot of, if you really listen to him, non-answers, you know, like, is there going to be staff changes? Well, at this time, I don't anticipate any. Well, you know, that's not a yes. And that's typical. You know, that's coach speak. I don't know why they had it. I didn't learn anything.
Well, we're still puzzled, but I think there'll probably be another press conference maybe after signing day. I'm going to guess that that might be what that conference about was, to take the pressure off the recruiters on the trail that when they go in the young men's houses here to final up this recruiting, that squash some of the rumors that will continue to be rumors.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. I can't believe that everything comes back the same next year as it was this year. That's just not the nature of how things go. And I think you're right. You know, recruiting season's big. However the class is going to be, they don't want to disrupt it or you lose everything. So I think you're right on that.
Well, have fun. Make a good trip up there and keep Coach Achenbach under wraps. And he lost his voice last night, so you might have to yell a little louder for him.
All right. He loses his voice over in Sheraton a lot.
Well, head coach Mike Haywood, head coach of the Lady D's, victorious last night, 41-37, the final score. And what a great contest. And kudos to both the ball clubs for a great effort last night and keeping us entertained on that little teeter-totter of a ride we took last night that was Lady D and Charger basketball. We're going to take a quick time out. We're going to try to catch up with Coach Dave Wenger real quick before Coach Kevin Archer stops by to talk about the Blue Demons last night. When we come back to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
It's dollar stretching season at Brock. Now's the time to get an outstanding deal on Brock's full line of storage, conditioning, handling, and structure products for your grain. As your authorized, independent Brock dealer, Creech Ag Structures in Eldon can help you stretch your hard-earned dollars while providing a proven Brock system that offers greater quality and value. But don't delay. The earlier you buy, the better pricing. See Creech Ag Structures in Eldon, 777-6562. Creech Ag Structures will also be exhibiting at the KIIC Farm Show January 30th and 31st.
It's a great time to update your home now during Menards Kitchen and Bath Sale. You'll find great deals on cabinets, countertops, sinks, faucets, plus much more. Replace your old toilet with a new Elger Complete Toilet from Menards. They include everything you need in one box. Right now, the Stratus Complete Toilet by Elger is $158. Stop in for this and many more great deals. Now during Menards Kitchen and Bath Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Hanson's Iowa Realty is a name you should associate with success. Not just their success, but count listing your real estate with Hanson's as your success. List your acreage, residential, commercial, and recreational property with Hanson's for the success you expect. To list your property, call Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheraton, 641-774-5822.
It's now time for your Coach's Corner flashback.
It's one thing feeling like you're ready, and then it's another thing being put into that situation in such a big game and being calm and cool and doing your job. And you know, from a coaching standpoint, you're as impressed with that as you are with anything else.
Well, this week brought you a lot of coaching moments because you had short turnaround, two really good opponents. You got to go on the road, get the big opponent home that you got to get in double overtimes. So you guys know that you can win and you know how to get there.
Really excited about the last three games, how we've battled and how we've fought back and overcome that adversity of that first game and you know, maybe losing a little confidence or being a little bit unsure of ourselves. So
catch the Coach's Corner live every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Thunder Country KIIC.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're going to move from the old round ball to the wrestling mats. Catching up with Coach Dave Winger, who's down in Corden. Coach, welcome aboard the Coach's Corner, buddy, and give us a shakeout of what's happening today for Blue Demon Wrestling.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, there's a lot of stuff going on for us. We've got the majority of the guys down here in Corden wrestling in the Wayne duels, and that's what we've done. I think we had that on our schedule when I was in high school, so traditionally that's something that we do every year, but we changed things up a little bit, you know, with our schedule, and we had the opportunity to take some kids down to Bettendorf, which, you know, again, we can't hardly pass that up. So we sent Blake and Carter down there, and they're wrestling in a traditional tournament today. And if you want to take it one step further, we've got two junior high kids, Aiden Reeves and Nick Oldham, that are wrestling at the Tulsa Nationals today. So we got them spread all over the Midwest here this morning, buddy.
Well, that big old footprint that's Albie Wrestling is well known around the country. I know the youth program has been so outstanding, and Aiden Reeves, coach, both him and Oldham are tremendous wrestlers and great competitors, and I love their work ethic. But I'll tell you what, both those kids are going to be big for the program. Aiden Reeves, I think he's one of the top rated wrestlers, maybe in his age group in the entire country, maybe in that top 10, maybe according to some. And these are things that I get, and I'm not nearly as close to the situation as you do. But he might be one of the top wrestlers, period.
Yeah, I would. I'd take him over anybody in the country. He's you know, he won the preseason nationals this year, USA Wrestling preseason nationals. He won grade school, or excuse me, junior high state earlier in the year. You know, he's a state champ there, and he just plugs away. You're right. He battles, and his technique is outstanding. And when we get our hands on him next year, you know, he's not going to need too much. So he'll step right in and produce. And so will Nick. You know, Nick is a scrapper. I mean, if you come in and watch him practice, he puts his face in there, and he's not afraid to dirty it up, and he'll step right in there too. I guess the big concern, and you'll know that we're well versed with this, is that they're both about the same weight. So hopefully one of them grows a little bit for next year.
Well, Coach, having coached both of them in football, they listen with their eyes, and they absolutely will tear off their skin to do whatever you ask them to do.
Yes, they will. They respond very well. And the thing that I like is that, you know, they really don't show emotion, you know, and I guess that might sound funny to some of the listeners that we don't, as wrestlers, we don't really want to show our emotions too much on the mat and give our opponent any indication as to how we're feeling. So they're pretty level-headed, you know, when they're on the mat. And you know, that transfers over to the practice room as well. They battle continuously, and it's kind of fun to watch, actually.
Coach, you got two guys over in Bettendorf, a huge, huge tournament, and it's really a kudos to your program and to those guys to get the opportunity to go over there and wrestle. Blake with the chance to let everybody know who he is, and of course Isley, Coach, he's well known around the state. What are the matchups over there, and are there some individual matchups you're looking forward to all those guys? Of course, I think it's just a big opportunity for them to let their light be shined.
Yes, absolutely. Blake cut down to 145 for the tournament, and you know, he started the year out at 160. So he's done a fabulous job getting his weight under control. And it was a rough week for him, no doubt about it. But you know, he's weighed in, and I think he got the number 3 seed down there in a. pretty stacked tournament, so you know they knew who Blake was when he got down there. So to see him at 145, it might have shocked a few people that it's the first time this year that we've got him down. But we just thought that was the right place for him after seeing how his first part of the season has progressed, and he made it, and he got through the first round with a fall. So he's well on his way for a matchup that I'd love to watch. Man, it's going to be against. Oh, gosh, who is he wrestling? Oh, man, I'm going to switch to Carter while I think about that. Carter, we sent Carter down there to get some matchups with Davenport Assumption is down there. So, we always like to see that before we get into February. So, he'll probably see the Davenport Assumption kid. And you remember the Davenport Assumption kid last year, you know, in the, I believe it was the semifinals that had Carter on his back, if not even the quarters. So, it's not the same kid, but, you know, they're dangerous nonetheless. And it will be, interesting to see. You know, Carter will probably be tested, really tested for the first time this year. So, you know, and then there's another kid from Kearney, Missouri, that's rated in the top five in Missouri. So hopefully we'll get to see. Obviously, we'll get to see one of those matches, but I doubt that we'll get to see both. But nonetheless, it's a tournament that they have to be at. The Wayne Duels here is a tournament that that our other boys have to be at. So, you know, it's kind of a win-win for the guys that are here and the guys that are in Bettendorf both. So. Freddie Stroker is who Blake might match up with in the finals, and he's
huge.
Yeah, he's a Minnesota recruit. He's from Bettendorf. Just one of the toughest kids in the country, pound for pound. And so I'd love to see that match, but I'll obviously have to watch it on tape if it happens. But you know, those are some things that we're looking forward to. And you know, Carter's match with the Davenport kid, and Blake with the Bettendorf kid.
Well, pound for pound, I'll take Blake Lawless.
You bet.
145, Coach. Wow, he's a tough kid, but that's a lot of work. It tells you, you know, one, I know he's going to work hard, but he's had to really put in the effort, because that's an ascend for him that'd be difficult to get to. So kudos to him.
Yeah, it's not too often that I feel sorry for our guys. You know, I'm not a guy that feels sorry for wrestlers too often, but there's a soft spot in my heart for Blake this week for sure. I'll tell you what, he manned up and he did what he thought was best, and he got the job done. And if he does get that match with Stroker, I'm not going to say that we're going to win that match, but I'll guarantee you that he'll know that he's in a match, because Blake will battle with you right through to the end. So looking forward to that.
Well, Coach Corden, tell us a little bit about what you guys are going to see down there, and then I'm going to let you go. I got Coach Archer in the house here.
Yeah, we'll break it down real quick. We've got Linville Sully right now. Storm just ran out on the mat here as Scotty was calling me, and we're probably about a quarter of the way through that. From there, we'll wrestle Southeast Warren. Southeast Warren ranked fourth in 1A, and they're just stacked from top to bottom. So, you know, we'll have our work cut out for us there. But I think Van Buren will be our third duel, and, you know, we'll be able to compete with them much, much better than Southeast Warren. And then, you know, it's a dual tournament, so everything will wash out, and then we'll see somebody on the other side. It probably won't be Eddyville. It will probably be Bedford Lennox, or maybe even possibly Wayne, or St. Joseph Lafayette, Missouri is here. So, you know, it could be any of those teams. But by the time we wrestle through our pool here, we'll definitely have, you know, we'll meet our competition for sure. I think we're a little outmatched today without Carter and Bryce and Blake in the lineup with Southeast Warren, but that's okay. You know, dual wins aren't a big priority for me right now. It's just getting guys on the mat and getting them ready for February here.
Coach, real quick, everyone wants to know how Bryce Lesh is doing.
Yeah, Bryce is doing good. You know, it more than anything, I think, you know, lots of people are asking about that, and I think more than anything, it's just precautionary on our part. So, you know, Bryce is never going to tell you that he's hurting, so you know how that goes. So we're forcing him to set out for a while, and you know, I don't even know that we're going to have him back before sectionals. But you know, we want to make sure that he stays in shape. You know, he's going to have to stay in wrestling shape, and if we have to wrestle him at Southern Iowa Classic at the end of the month here, we might. But you know, as long as we keep our weight under control, you know, with Blake being at 45 now, there's no need for Bryce to make that cut. And, you know, so that adds to the story as to why Blake went down. And we can keep Bryce at 52. He's physical enough to wrestle there. And so weight won't be an issue. And like I said, it's just precautionary. So it'll be good. It'll be fine.
Coach, hey, thanks so much for stopping by. I appreciate it. Good luck the rest of the day, and have lots of fun. And we'll look forward to talking with you again next week.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, buddy. Have a good day.
Head coach of the Abbey Wrestling Team, head coach Kevin Archer is in the house. Yeah, I want to see that though. I think Coach. We're waiting for that duel. I want to see Coach Archer in a singlet. That's not right either. So we'll just go to the break right now, come back and talk to Coach Archer about last night's basketball game. When we come back to the Coach's Corner.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albion and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, we shop, you save.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albion at 932-3129.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
You have one last shot to make the buy of a lifetime at Pete Harkness Auto Group. There's just days left to meet our annual pre-owned inventory objective before used vehicles are sent to dealer auctions. We must sell off excess inventory now in order to avoid year-end wholesale losses. Choose from over 700 new and late model cars, trucks, vans, crossovers, and SUVs, imports and domestics, all with final year-end markdowns. Like an 09 Buick Enclave CXL. It's just $14,978. An 11 Chrysler Town & Country van for only $12,991. Or an 11 Chevrolet Impala LT marked all the way down to just $10,994. Plus, there's special on-site financing available at all six Pete Harkness locations in Sterling, Rock Falls, Morrison, Oregon, Illinois, and Centerville, Iowa. One last shot to make the used vehicle buy of a lifetime is here now at Pete Harkness Auto Group or shop online at PeteHarkness.com.
Prices plus tax, title, and license. All advertised units subject to prior sale.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back. Head coach Kevin Archer in the house. Coach, a tough night for the Blue Demons, but kudos to Sheridan Neighborly put together a nice run. But I thought a real important moment for you guys, and really speaks to the character. There's not a moment you guys gave up on that ball game when Sheridan got a 19-0 run on you guys and got a 19-point lead, rather, and you guys made a 10-0 run there at the end of the first half. That was a huge run and really showed the character of the team, because you get down 19 and things are not going your way. You know, some teams might just throw the chips in.
Right, and that's one thing I told him. I said, you know, I don't leave the locker room this season, and I haven't very often, if you know, very seldom have I ever, but especially this year, I don't leave the locker room worrying about, you know, us liking each other or us getting along or us trusting one another. I'm not really concerned about that at all. You know, I like our character. I like how hard we work, especially in games. You know, we talked a little bit about needing to improve in practice and understand how important practice is, but yeah, I mean, it was a big run, and you know, we went into the locker room with some confidence for sure, you know, down 9, and we thought, you know, if we could come out and have a good start to the third, we'd be right back in the basketball game. But yeah, it does show a lot about who we are and the type of kids that we have, which is good. But like I said, it really, you know, that's kind of what we expect, and the group of guys that we have, I think that we always felt like, you know, high character guys that care for one another, that we're going to battle. And I thought we played hard. You just can't beat really good teams if you make little mistakes, if you don't do all the little things 100% of the time. And I think that's what we're struggling with a little bit right now.
I thought an important part of the ball game is early on. You got both Habman and Cameron Stocker into foul trouble, and you know Hawkinson did to you guys what you did to Hawkinson when you guys played over here in Albia. You got him in foul trouble, and then he returned the favor, getting the two guys into early foul trouble. And I think that little void on the inside kind of hurt you a little bit. I thought Freshwater did a really good job of coming off the bench, and Caleb Gray played some mm-hmm. really good basketball last
Absolutely.
Night. But you know, those guys are giving up 4 and 5 inches.
Right. And we started Cameron on TJ here when we beat him, and Cameron got off to a really good start and frustrated him and got a couple quick early fouls, like you said. And the big thing about starting that way is that it leaves Nate an easier matchup. If Nate can focus on the offensive end, if Nate doesn't have to worry as much defensively, and we can put Cameron on the better post, I mean, that's really kind of always been our thought. You know, we can use Cameron defensively to free Nate up and keep Nate out of some foul trouble. But Cameron got those two so quick, and Nate had to guard him for a little bit. And TJ was the story. I mean, I think he had 30. I mean, he's a tremendous athlete. I was thinking today, you know, when I first got here, Brandon Myers was at PCM, yeah. and I think he's with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers right now. And maybe, I think that's where he's at. It doesn't matter. He's been in the NFL for 6 or 7 years. And that was the type of athlete that you don't see very often. I'm not sure if TJ's quite as good as athletically as Brandon Myers, but we haven't had anybody close to Brandon Myers until TJ. I mean, that's just how special of an athlete he is.
That was the comparison I made. Brandon took a big step from his junior to his senior year in terms of his physical development. Mm-hmm. He was a really good junior basketball player, but boy, as a senior, he was a whole different athlete, more explosive. And TJ is a really good athlete, big physical kid, but you know, he still has a little time to put some more spring to his game.
Yeah, it's scary. It's scary because he's just a really, really good natural athlete. And he's put some time in the weight room, you can tell, but he's gifted. He's gifted. And like you said, I thought Caleb probably did the best job on him. Caleb just battled so hard. And Caleb's a really nice athlete for us. And I thought Caleb did a really nice job when we gave him the time. And you know, it just stinks because Caleb is behind the eight ball a little bit on what we do and how we play and everything that we've done. You know, he's trying to catch up because he's missed some time. But, you know, really, really been happy with Caleb. Caleb does exactly what we want every time he steps on the court. Just a little bit raw in some areas. And, you know, when you don't play basketball for that long, your IQ suffers a little bit from a basketball standpoint. But like I said, I just really have loved every minute that Caleb's been able to give us.
I thought Derek Lang, you know, he had a little bit of an off night and you know, still had a great night. You know, by a lot of people's standards, that'd be a tremendous night. But I thought the reason why was, you know, a lot of it had to do with the way I thought Lee Curran, when he matched up with him and the way you guys played defense. I thought you guys played some really good defense at times on Lang.
Yeah, and I think Blake can guard him. I mean, I think athletically Blake can guard him. So that helps us there. We've got an athlete that's in Derek's category for sure. I mean, so we were worried about that. And if Derek's able to hit some of those threes, he becomes such a tougher matchup. But we were able to maybe contest those a little bit, or he wasn't shooting as well. And I think he had 16. But like I said, it was TJ. And we just don't – we tried a bunch of different defenses last night. I mean, we were kind of searching. And man-to-man is what we started in. And the 1-3-1 worked, but we had kind of adjusted and changed it a little bit. But it worked. And I thought our man-to-man in the fourth was okay when we really had to get out and we really had to pressure. But when you do that, it's tough for us to play the guys that we want to play offensively, and it allows some of their guards to get penetration in there to the middle. But like I told the guys, we just got to keep plugging away. We got to understand that we're a good team. We've got to believe in one another, and we can't lose. And that's the great thing about basketball. It doesn't matter. We really wanted to win a conference title, and I think that's what we're dealing with a little bit now, is the frustration that we're not going to be able to see that happen. So that stinks, and that's a goal that we're not going to reach. But you always have the postseason to play
Absolutely.
For.
Well, I look back at your two trips to Wells Fargo Arena, and I don't know if those included conference titles.
They did not. Neither one of them did. Neither one.
I don't think anyone would trade. Trade those trips.
No, I'd go to Wells Fargo any day.
Well, I'm hoping you get there. I wanted our trip as well, buddy. Sitting courtside, that's a pretty special experience. And, you know, you guys got that kind of makeup. You know, the way that they'll play hard. Blake Bear, oh, my goodness, Coach. you know, him and Baker, you're not going to get anybody to play any harder than those two. But I thought Bear last night absolutely showed off his athleticism and his grit.
Yeah, yeah, he's tough. He's really tough. Everybody that knows Blake knows that. And he plays hard. He plays as hard as he possibly can. And he's just he's that guy we've got defensively. And he's gotten himself better offensively. He had some stuff at the rim last night that they altered, and I think that was the other thing. I thought we were able to attack a little bit, but they made us alter our shots there at the rim, and we weren't able to finish as well as we normally did and missed some layups because of it. And they did a nice job defending the rim without fouling us because we didn't get to the line as much as we normally do. But the big thing, simple thing is sometimes, you know, the team that shoots better. I mean, TJ Hawkinson hits two threes. He's hit three all year, and he hits two. And – you know, we play him again next Friday. If we did, we'd give him the same shot. I mean, that's what if 6'5 wants to stand out and shoot threes instead of banging with us inside, we're going to be okay with that. But he hit a couple. You know, Kane hit a couple of the guys that we said, hey, these guys have to hurt us. They hurt us a little bit. Not, you know, TJ hurting us from where we wanted him to hurt us from, where we wanted to keep him away from the basket.
Well, TJ and Lang are going to get theirs, and I thought Kane was huge for him. You know, his 3-point baskets, and he's a player who's going to help them quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And Lee Curran is that guy for you guys. You know, when he steps into his shots like he did last night, he had some nice looking threes, and I thought Lee's continued to improve his defense as well.
Yeah, Lee has. Lee's come a long way, and we're, you know. We gotta keep finding things that we can get better at, and we gotta work on them. And but yeah, it's frustrating because you lose, and you gotta find things that you need to get better at. And I think we've got plenty of those things. But it was a frustrating loss. But I've been upset and I've been mad at the guys a lot after losses. I mean, through 14 years, and this last night wasn't one of them. I couldn't get to that point where I was really upset or frustrated about anything other than maybe just the simple fact that practice focus needs to come along a little bit. And we have good practices. They're just not perfect. And they need to be if we're going to prepare ourselves right for big games.
Kate Crawl, you know, got some minutes there and at the end and hit some big baskets for you guys. He's going to be a nice look for you. And, you know, he's another guy that you can bring in off the bench and provide some spark. And he's long mm-hmm. and a good athlete.
Absolutely. And, you know, before break, Cade, we kind of felt like Cade, JV-wise, you know, just kind of it was just finding his way maybe and playing with those guys. And after break, he's just been outstanding. I mean, he had two great JV games, and we started talking. We gave him a couple minutes against Eddyville, and he comes in and gets a 3-point play right away. And that fourth quarter last night, he was great. He plays hard, and he kind of brings our energy up a level up a little bit. And he's a bigger guard, so I mean, I guess that's one positive moving forward. Maybe we can change a little bit how we rotate and do some different things you know, hopefully he's a guy that can make us better.
Well, Coach, I love the effort out of the guys last night. And, you know, you get those kind of efforts and you make a few baskets, a few more baskets, and they miss a few. And it's a different ball game. But I do like the way that you guys kept attacking and kept playing hard. And that's a really good indicator that, you know, your ball club is still getting better. And I think the stretch here getting into the postseason, you guys set yourself up real nice to have a make a good run.
Right. Got a lot left to play for. We've got to get better and keep fighting.
Head coach Kevin Archer, head coach of the Albia Blue Demons, a tough loss last night for Albia, but what a fight it was. And what a great environment, Coach. I mean, goodness gracious, that was a tremendous environment. Anytime Albia and Sheridan get together, you're going to have a great environment. But that was a tough environment to play in if you're wearing blue, but a lot of fun to have that kind of energy.
Yep, absolutely.
Head coach Kevin Archer will take a break here and head you back to more great country music. But another Coach's Corner in the books. I want to thank all of you for making us a part of your Saturday morning. Enjoy this beautiful weather. Hawks at 1 o'clock. Cyclones, they play today? 8 o'clock tonight. And you can catch that game right here. I have to refer to my Cyclone expert, Coach Kevin Archer. You know, he's good, but he's not perfect. We're going to take a look forward to having you back here next weekend. You've been listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit. I want to thank Scotty Fry, the bistro on the old board over there, running like Elton John does the keyboards. And so, thanks to all of you for making this part of your Saturday morning. Have a great Saturday.
Thunder Country weather.
For your Saturday, we'll see mostly sunny skies, temperatures near 49 with wind.